broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, Mike Wilson, back with you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, August the 12th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour, 68 degrees, clear skies. Mike sitting in for Angie, who's at a soccer game again this Friday night. But I think we'll be back next Friday night, so there you go. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We've been talking about Marion past and the changes going on currently. Nod on. He's nodding at me.
Can you
on
see that?
Radio. Yeah, that's a great radio.
I'm nodding into the microphone.
Not on. Yeah. Well, you keep getting the feedback over there. Just keep that microphone where it is.
Okay.
And it'll be good.
There we go.
Now you ate during the break there.
I did eat.
And you sounded like a possum. There. You made a noise like a possum.
I saw you staring at me. I wondered why.
Well, why? I don't know what that noise was. I thought, holy mackerel! What kind of meat was that you ate?
Now, what kind of sound does a possum make?
I can't recreate that. Next time you make a noise, we'll hear it again.
Apparently, I can.
It was a noise of a possum. Now, let's see if you can get the phone call answered correctly this time.
Is somebody calling?
Yeah, well, that's what.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Since you're so obsessed with me calling, I thought I would put it in the category of...
Hey, Mr. Lab, it's good to hear from you.
Did you think that was an obsession that we had going on there in hour number one?
Yeah, I barely hear you. It's this Bluetooth at the gym for some reason, and I'm sitting in the area where the music's not playing, but they're playing classic rock, so... Actually,
classic rock.
Not that horrible hip-hop they were playing last time. But I still can barely hear you, and the volume's turned up. At home, I hear you better, so I'm going to try to discern what you're saying, but it's not easy.
Okay. Is it the location, or do you think there's a problem here at this end?
I don't know. I was loud and clear. I mean, the car was blasting, but I'll think about that. The Bluetooth, and it's always at the gym for some reason. I could try to just put you on the speakerphone, but I really can barely hear what you're saying. I wish I knew it's the problem, but...
Well, the other caller's here, okay.
The Bluetooth does that. It might just be the noise canceling. The phone tries to be too smart, but I have it at full volume, and I don't know.
So, Adam, what's new tonight? You're at the gym.
Yeah, that's better. Just try to talk loud. I heard you there, but I don't know what's going on with the sound, but that was better because I thought you were shouting.
I did.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but if I go to the area where the music is louder, I'm not going to be able to. Where I'm sitting at now, I'll just try to use these machines for a few minutes. It's better. This isn't near the speakers.
So what happened with you and Dr. Feynman last week?
Well, we decided it would be a no-mask zone, as Lee pointed out. I think I did sneak a little comment in, and Feynman always giggles. He giggles at a lot of what I have to say, and that's always fun because, you know, laughter is the best medicine. So we talked about first ladies, and like I mentioned, like best first lady to party with, best first lady who would be your defense attorney, best first lady to go clothes shopping with. We kind of agreed on most of those, and our favorites, how sometimes they didn't agree with their husbands, and president. Rankings. He was involved in the survey of the best and the worst presidents, and Donald is not considered the worst. He's like the third worst, and the first it was Lincoln, but Franklin Roosevelt has moved ahead. So that all makes for a good conversation because he just knows so much about those people.
So you and Dr. Feynman,
speaking of the gym, I had Michelle down resoundingly as best first lady to go to the gym with, but she kind of tied with Hillary as like the first lady. You'd like to be your attorney. I'd give him, You know, they're pretty much neck and neck on that one. Best fluffy hair, Betty Ford. Best dressed, Melania and Jackie Kennedy. So not too many surprises.
So you and Dr. Feinman sat around and talked about the best first lady to go clothes shopping with?
And the presidential rankings. Why, like Buchanan, you know, and even Harding, why they're always considered to be fairly poor presidents. And FDR, a little controversial because of some of his policies, but came in at a difficult time. He overcame serious health issues, and he was president for a long time. And Lincoln, which he talked about in his book, had a lot of personal issues. His wife was, put it mildly, mean, talking about first ladies and considering what he got accomplished.
Now, how do we know Lincoln's wife was mean? She might be getting a bad reputation.
Well, not from personal experience, but just studying literature. And, you know, historians, they study what's been documented and they make theories. And many of the same things that scientists do. There really are similarities there. Versus nowadays, where we're social media, I mean, everything these people do is documented. Sometimes you might see more about Jill Biden than about her husband. I mean, she's still teaching. Okay, there's unique things about her. And Melania, certainly, she tried to be reclusive, but really couldn't stay out of the spotlight. Now the big thing is, well, the FBI agent raided her closet. And, you know, my comment to people, like, I thought maybe they were drag queens. But to me, it's like, if you were a drag queen, I would think Melania's closet would be a dream come true. So, and nowadays, everything's so documented, and everybody has some kind of exposure through social media, but very different when you're just looking at history. And sometimes it is the president. In the case of FDR and Lincoln, they overcame so many personal issues. FDR with the polio, and Lincoln
just with a bad haircut,
with the domestic issues, but. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and that may be the case with those two gentlemen. And, you know, not of it now is, you've seen the meme where Richard Nixon is laughing, the FBI never raided my house. So, I would think Nixon is up in heaven giggling a few times also.
You think Nixon went to heaven?
Makes for good fodder without having to debate or getting into the things that we disagree on, because there certainly are quite a few.
So what's the topic this week?
Well... I guess we'll have to listen and find out.
I'm sorry I missed that program last week on the First Lady's fluffy hair.
Lucas is taking a tour of Northern Europe with his mom. So when he gets back, I can certainly talk about his traveling and, of course, the anti-mask update. But we'll just have to keep you folks in suspense. I'm sure whatever transpires, it will be outstanding radio.
Rip-roaring radio, that's for sure. No doubt about it.
Just like tonight.
So Mike Wilson, I wanted to mention about your relative. She would be like a first cousin once removed in law, a 1C1RIL. Because your dad's first cousin is your first cousin once removed, and then it's an in-law. So that's kind of what the relation is. So not a blood relative, but there are ways of denoting the lineage.
That would be correct.
Yeah, I can't hear you, Mike, so whatever.
That would be correct.
That's better, yeah. I have a second cousin I talk to. And so I just, you know, call him a 2C. And a first cousin, Juanita, I speak with her a lot online, so I call her, you know, a 1C, 1R. Because I don't think her husband, my cousin Paul, uses social media. So she kind of talks enough for both of them. So she's just, you know, my favorite 1C, 1R, I guess.
Well, that's very interesting. And,
Lineage is fascinating. And, you know, the Roosevelt... President Roosevelt, despite having the same name, they were related but not closely. I think actually Eleanor was related more closely to Theodore because she and Franklin were like third or fourth cousins or something. But you know, we're all related anyway. What I saw actually was people with blue eyes, including myself, all share a common ancestor, but it's actually a mutation. So.
I always thought you were a mutation.
There was some mutual and some common ancestor, which I thought is rather fascinating.
Hey, Adam, quickly, did you ever, are you over Olivia Newton-John's death yet?
Well, I'll be grieving permanently. I mean,
permanently.
The 70s divas are, as I said, we have many currently popular, talented female singers. Katy Perry, Lady Gaga are the two that come to mind. I'm not a Britney fan, to put it mildly. But they are very good, but they can't hold Olivia's microphone cable. But so even Lady Gaga, as talented as she is, that she could barely hold the pop filter on Olivia Newton-John's microphone. And Physical, I believe, is the biggest song of the 80s. Magic was number one for multiple weeks. I still just love her early stuff. The Soft Rock Country, Let Me Be There, If You Love Me, Let Me Know, or I think two of the best songs ever. And I have been known to belt those out of karaoke also.
Well, that's good to hear, Adam. And I
also a good actress and, you know, even toward the end, very beautiful lady. So I can't, in Helen Reddy, you know, she died 2 years ago. I'm still grieving over that because my mom loved her. I loved her. She was a wonderful role model for women's liberation. She wasn't afraid to sing about it. You know, she also was an actress. So I just miss these great 70s female performers. They were so good.
That's true. Thanks, Adam.
Olivia, she was big, Scott. You listen to some of her older stuff, you'll love it. Okay, we'll see you guys later.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Adam. Good to hear from you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that's all the time we have for tonight's show. It's time to wrap it up now.
Oh, my.
Just got in under the mark there. Holy. Is it a wonder Lee nicknamed him the windpipe?
So,
you were trying to have a conversation there. It wasn't really happening.
I didn't.
Boy, oh, boy. Well, where do you go from there?
You notice we're speaking more loudly now?
We have to. We can't hear. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Are you in... I had no idea they were voting on the fluffiest-haired First Lady. Or what First Lady would you like to shop for clothes with the best, Mike?
Well, that's just something that hasn't been on my radar.
And Dr. Feynman calls himself a historian, and he's talking about the First Lady you would want to shop for clothing with?
That's interesting.
My goodness gracious. 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open here. If you have anything you'd like to add to the conversation, and trust me, at this point, that could be just about anything.
Please call us.
Please add. And what were we talking about? We were talking, you know, why is there no statue of President Harding and Marion? I brought this up before, but I really think it's a black eye on us.
That is a good question.
I think it's a black eye. We got a museum, we've got a home, we've got a memorial, but we don't have a statue. Where would you put it?
I would put it in Morrow County because that's where he was actually born.
Well, but people don't admit that.
I do.
Nobody who was born in Morrow County admits they were born in Morrow County.
I was.
But you don't admit it.
I do.
Well, now. you wouldn't tomorrow. But, I think that we ought to put a statue of him somewhere here in Marion where people can see it and go pay homage.
Okay.
How much would you put it?
How much will you pay homage?
Well, a few bucks. I'll get the ball rolling.
Okay.
Where would you put it?
Either, I think in front of the Harding home would be nice.
I think you should put it right on the mausoleum property next to the porta potty. Right there. Really finish that off.
You're making me laugh so much.
No, I mean, honest to goodness, have you seen that?
No.
I try not to bring it up a whole lot because it upsets people.
Is that over on the parking lot that faces Delaware Avenue?
No, the mausoleum's down here on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Oh, the mausoleum.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
There's a porta potty right out in front now.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Those people are rushing out to use it.
My goodness. How did we go all these years without a porta potty out on the front lawn of the mausoleum?
I think that's for the construction next door.
Yeah, but, I mean, aren't the mausoleum people angry?
Are any of them alive?
No, but the visitors, people who go to visit the loved ones.
You know, you gotta understand, you know. Got to live together.
If they don't even have room for a porta potty on their property over there at what's the place called? It slipped my mind there for a second.
You what talked about it a little bit ago.
I did. What is it called?
Something Taco.
Del Taco.
Yeah, that's it.
If they don't even have room for a porta potty, how are they going to have employee parking in a drive through and all that sort of thing?
Yep.
I think they got trouble.
Right here in Marion City.
Big trouble here in Marion City with that type of thing going on. Phone call.
There we go. You want me to push the button?
What are you doing over there? Holy Moses. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I wanted to let you know, I was at the mall today, and I stopped in at Bath & Body, and they said yes, when their lease is up, they are moving out by Kohl's and all of that, and they've got some more little shops in the mall over there. They've got the one that has the pallets that you can go in and buy things, and they have a little coffee shop down there where right beside where Sears used to be, and they have two on the other side. One's an axe-throwing place, and one's like an arcade, so that's what the mall has where I saw today.
Well, that's good. And so did they say when they would be moving over there, when their lease was up?
When their lease is up, yes, they will be moving over by Kohl's.
All right. Very interesting. Well, hey, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Well, we do have it confirmed now that they will, Bath & Body Works, will be moving over by Kohl's.
Yeah. Well, when the mall was built, the thought was that all the businesses would be coming that direction, but instead they come over on the other side of town.
They went there for a minute.
Yeah.
What, about a decade, 2 decades they were there, and then
say so, yeah.
Everything went to the other side.
Yeah. Do you remember when the mall was open down through there?
Yes, I've seen pictures of that.
Back before it was, the hallway was...
Enclosed.
Over. Yes, it closed.
Yeah.
That's the word I was trying to think of.
I'll get you there. Del Taco, enclosed. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. If you've got any. See, this is where we get the news. We now know that Bath & Body Works is moving. The Chicken Shack's closed. We learned about BB's Rockin' Wings. That, I tell you, that's a title right there over by Logan Tire. Now you can get your tire fixed and get some BB's Rockin' Wings.
That sounds good to me.
Wonder who BB is.
I don't know.
BB King?
I doubt it.
I still don't know what Burks is. I know it's some kind of clothing outlet.
I'm not sure on that one.
Are you doing something else there? You got something? Is this show not entertaining enough for you tonight? What's the problem?
I'm pushing the button. You say...
Push the button.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
You guys are talking about that coach that just... he just quit his job. He got another job for another school. And I can't give you the details on that because I did get a good source of information for that, though. And you'll probably hear about it later.
Now, didn't
and then Lincoln's wife went crazy because she lost her sons. I think one was like some kind of disease and then one in the service. And then she really lost it after Abe Lincoln. So I don't know. She went and spent a lot of money, too, while he was in office and stuff. That was another problem he had with her. And I don't remember the source I got that from, if it was a movie or from the Lincoln tour in Kentucky. That was an interesting tour. I learned a lot about him then.
But do we really know that she was nuts? She could be getting a bad reputation here. Because if somebody wrote something bad about her, it could just, you know, linger over time.
Yeah. Well, you know, they have that Lincoln... Lincoln Highway, Kentucky thing down there. I accidentally stumbled on it, and Memorial Day is a good time to go down. They have a fort and stuff down there. They have reenactments of stuff and, you know, how they did things back in the day and stuff. It was pretty neat. I think they also might do it on Labor Day. I can't remember.
So the story on this football coach is he got another job at another school.
Yes.
Now, I wonder why he just wouldn't say that. I mean, we're all going to find out.
Maybe not. Maybe he didn't want people to know until he had his foot in the door for sure and just up and left. I don't know.
I think he just left yesterday, didn't he?
I don't know exactly when he left, but yeah, they're really having a tough time with the schools here for some reason, and I think I know why, but they can't figure it out.
What's your thinking on the subject?
Okay. Kids are allowed to abuse the teachers and stuff, but they're not allowed to do anything back, you know, and so they're kind of caught between the superintendent, principal, board of directors, and all that, and then they're caught between the kids acting up and stuff, and they really don't have a lot to do or say about it, unfortunately.
You know, I don't know what you could do, though. You know, I work at Harding a good portion of the year. I've never had any issues with the students. I really never have. But I don't know what you would do. I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, what's the answer?
Well, I've heard this from certain people. And it may be, I have another friend. She's a teacher, too. But her class is an elective, and she says she doesn't have a problem with any of her students. Because it's an elective. They don't have to be there, and she doesn't have a problem sending them to the principal's office or whatever else. You know, where a required class might be a little different. Maybe it's your students, certain students in certain schools. Because, you know, I don't hear about other schools. Even is River Valley having a lot of changeover in faculty? Or
well,
is it just Marion City?
Well, Marion City seems to be making the press, that's for sure. And I don't know why that is, and I don't know why this coach, I mean, if it's another school, we're going to find out because obviously he's going to take the job. I wouldn't think he'd set a whole year out.
Yeah, he's going to be coaching for other schools, maybe even opposing some of our teams here. I don't know. I can't remember what school I was told he went to.
That's not going to be very good, though, because apparently he said to the paper that he just needs to balance out his work and family life. So if he goes somewhere else and takes the same job, that's going to be very bad.
Well, it might be where does his wife or family go to school and work? You know, maybe this wasn't convenient for him to work here. I don't know. I don't personally know him.
No, but I mean, I think it'd be probably, I've always felt it's best just to say that. That way somebody can't come back later on and go, well, you know, you sort of misled us there. Because leaving 8 days before the football season, he's really left them high and dry.
Well, there might be other reasons behind that, too. I've worked at a lot of places I didn't like and wasn't treated well either. So there might be something else we're not going to know.
Well, that's I think that's what I have to say about Lincoln's wife. She might have been upset about other things.
Could be.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks for calling.
Well, you're welcome. And there are several stores out there at the mall. If you want the actual names, I do know them.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, Treasures Galore, it's a small gift shop on the south end. Ready Up is the gaming room. Of course, they have the nail salon, that's on the east side. Bath and Body is still there yet, and I don't know when their lease is up, but she's right, they're leaving. That's supposed
October,
to be.
October, we were, Angie, it was listening, she sent me a message, apparently October, they're going.
That's supposed to be a secret, and so is Sears being a cold storage facility, supposed to be a secret.
Well, we blew that right out of the water.
Yes, we did. I said, well, it's on the radio already. And they're like, are you kidding me?
You can't get anything past us here.
There's Bad Axe, and there's Dark Iron, which is it sells gaming stuff and costumes and stuff. Sidekicks is the name of the coffee shop. And then you got the theater in there yet. And there's an orthopedic office on the west end and an RSA private investigators. And then you still have the community room for parties or whatever. And coming soon is Thunder Fury, a DC comic store.
Oh, well, that'll be nice. That's good. Yeah. Well, hey, all thanks right. for the information.
Did I beat Adam yet on the time?
I don't know. Wasn't that fun? Wasn't that a good way to start the hour?
Oh, and I can hear you really well, so I do believe it's where he was at.
Yeah, I think it's his phone. Or his ears. He is getting up in age.
Well, yeah, and he needs to let these celebrities go. They are celebrities. He didn't personally know them. They didn't personally live in his house. You know, he just needs, that's part of life. We love and lose, you know?
We come and we go.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right, well, have a good night.
Hey, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too, bye.
They're trying to beat the record.
Well, at least we stayed awake through that one.
We did stay awake during that call. A lot of good information there. We're getting another call here.
Let's see what's going on.
Go right ahead.
White button?
White button. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I wanted to tell you there are a lot of Burks down in Florida, and the one that's coming here, Burks is similar to a TJ Maxx.
Oh, just an outlet store, basically.
Right.
Oh, very nice. Well, hey, thank you. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you'd like to add anything else to the conversation tonight, well, we had some advice there for Adam. Let it go.
Yeah, well, he needs that.
Do you believe, though, that Olivia Newton-John is in the category of a Lady Gaga or a... I don't think Olivia Newton-John rates in that category.
Well, I think the fame ranking, it'd be similar.
You think?
I think so, yeah. I think that might be what he means. I guess I'm putting words into his mouth.
Well, I thought he was talking about talent, because didn't he say couldn't hold her mic cord?
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, now, but do you think they're similar in talent?
No.
No. So how did we get there?
Olivia Newton-John was actually talented.
Oh, you're saying Lady Gaga is not talented.
Well, okay.
A lot of people are angry with Lady Gaga, I think because she's got a lot of talent. She's got that Madonna thing going on. You know, she does her own thing, and it seems to irritate people. But yet, she's big, like Madonna. I mean, who is bigger than Madonna? A lot of people don't like her, but who's bigger than her?
Good point.
One name.
Dolly Parton?
Oh, you know, she was rooting around here in Ohio this week.
Yes, I know. Oh, you mean bigger as in talent?
Yeah, talent.
Okay, I was thinking other areas, sorry.
Oh. Well, Dolly Parton, you know, I like Dolly Parton, a matter of fact.
Oh, I do, too.
I think she's a very talented
lady. Oh, she most certainly is.
But, you know, she's got her own little niche in life.
Niche?
Yeah, she's got a little niche.
Okay. Do I have a niche?
Well, I don't... We'll see after the show. But what I'm saying is Dolly Parton, she has a certain type of... I just can't get over it. I think I'm still upset about people trying to give Mrs. Lincoln a bad name.
Well, I think it's been pretty well documented.
Who documented this?
We've been hearing it for years.
But we also heard that recently, and I don't want to say it on the air because if people get upset every time I say it, but we have heard that Abe Lincoln might have been, you know, I don't want to bring it up because it gets people upset. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Might have tripped the light fantastic.
Yeah, we heard that, but I don't want to bring it up because it seems to agitate people.
Yeah, it does.
Phone's ringing.
Is the phone ringing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my job. I have one job.
One job.
Here we go.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
I was going to ask you if you've seen the new Password game.
No.
On TV.
No, I haven't. Who's hosting it?
What was that? I don't remember her name.
No, I'll have to check.
Kiki something.
When's it on?
It's on Tuesday nights.
Is it a good show?
Yeah, it's not too bad. They dedicated it to Betty White.
Oh, did they? Well, that's nice. That's cool. That's good.
Yeah, when it came. Yeah, when they came on, they dedicated it to Betty White. And the first out, you know, they had like Jimmy Fallon and John Hamm and then the contestants. And they have different ones that does it. But
I like Password.
It's not like when they done it, though. I mean, it's really kind of comedy stupid.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Now they have to jazz up everything a little bit. But I just like the good old Password.
Yeah, and then they come down to the end, you know, the person has a chance to try to go from certain letters all the way for, like, $1,000 and or $25,000. And then they don't get it on the first half, then they do the second half. See, the old Password never done anything like that.
No.
They give you double chances to win it.
I'm not sure we have talented enough people to do... The celebrities in those days seemed to be, you know, they were well-rounded. Do they have good celebrities on the new Password?
Yeah, they have the good ones on there, but they're not like, you know... like I say, it turned into more a comedy scheme. They take their time, and it was nothing like the other one, but it's pretty decent, but not that good.
I'll have to check that out. So on Tuesday nights?
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you another thing. That's a D&B, like dog.
Oh, D and. Oh, okay.
Yeah, D&B, not B&B.
Okay, D&B.
Yeah, D&B.
D&B. All right.
We'll check that out here.
We'll have to check that out when it opens up.
All right, guys.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, D&B.
I've been looking for someone to brush my teeth with me. Brush teeth together.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, 9 out of 10 dentists say that brushing alone will prevent tooth decay.
You need an Ed McMahon. Something. You and Adam ought to take it.
I didn't tell it right anyhow. But you got the gist.
Yeah. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 44 minutes past the hour. You only have 15 minutes to call in this rip-roaring half hour. We're learning all kinds of stuff here. We went around the mall.
Yes?
Are you here? honest to goodness, what are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm looking for good stuff online here.
For what?
To add content to our show.
You don't think we've got enough content here? We're talking about Mrs. Lincoln and the bad rep that she got, and the fact that Abraham Lincoln, maybe that's what ticked her off.
Maybe she was jealous, I don't know.
Well, I mean, but we heard those things about Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, we've heard it.
But why? Where do you think that came from?
I don't know.
And apparently these things about the mall were supposed to be a secret.
Oh, yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, well, somebody didn't keep those secrets very good.
You know, James Bond would be a much better spy if he didn't keep telling everyone who he was. Bond, James Bond.
Well, you're 0 for 2 on these. You would have never made it in that Field of Dreams game. You'd have been out quickly. We haven't heard from anybody who went to the Willie Nelson concert last
year. Yeah, let's hear. And who else did we give out tickets to?
Well, we gave them to Sarah.
There was another or something else going on that we gave out tickets for, and I can't remember what it was.
The Dublin Irish Festival.
Okay, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that was people had a good time with that. Although it rained on that day.
Oh, did it?
That was the day of your farmer's market over there, or the farm days, or whatever.
Yes.
Pie judging contest.
That was fun.
Well, that I still believe it might have been a little cooked.
It was not.
It sounds like it.
Oh, no.
If I was over there, I would have had to report on that.
Scott.
It's like this coach leaving Harding. There's more behind it than meets the eye.
It was a simple pie judging.
You know, if he ends up taking another job, don't you think that's going to be a bad reflection?
I would think so. That's not a good path to take.
No, and if you are taking another job, you say that when you leave. You say, listen, I've got this opportunity.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, you would think so. I don't know. Maybe there's more to the story than what we're hearing. Maybe we haven't heard it all yet.
Well, we'll get it out. The Marion City Schools seemingly have been under fire all year with the resignation of the president of the school board,
mm-hmm.
resignation of the superintendent, resignation of the assistant superintendent, now the resignation of the football coach 8 days before the start of the season. You know, that's not a good 8-month period.
No, it isn't. Nope.
We hope they rebound. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing show prep.
Yeah, well, you missed that. That was about 2 hours ago. We're down to the final 13 minutes. If you want to call in, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. 13 minutes left to go. If you have any questions, we'll answer them, and if we don't know the answer, we'll make it up.
Sounds good to me.
Why not?
We can do that.
So what's your plans this weekend?
My plans? Oh, my. We're having the downtown days in Mount Gilead tomorrow, so I will be at the Monroe County History Center most of the day.
Did they do something over there every weekend?
No, this is a once-a-month thing, downtown days. So, yeah, there will be a car show. There will be all kinds of entertainment by the from the local libraries. The Capitol Theater will be showing a movie, and I can't remember what movie it is they're showing. For free, that the library sponsored.
Like an old movie?
Not extremely old. I don't remember what it was. It's like from the 90s, maybe.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Not necessarily an old movie, like Laurel and Hardy or something.
That theater had vaudeville acts
many, many years ago. As a matter of fact, I was down there the other day and looked at the stage, and you could still see where the footlights were.
Well, they took them out.
They unscrewed the light bulbs, but the sockets are still there.
So they have a theater there. Now, no big acts come there. How many does it seat?
I'm thinking 200.
So a nice little community theater.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Some good friends of mine just bought it.
Oh, what do they do with it?
Well, mostly show movies, but they're going to do some live entertainment here in September or later this month.
Well, I could be available.
Okay, well, I told them I was too, but...
Yeah, but I would be more of a tell some stories.
Okay.
Like a Mark Twain type of thing.
Garrison Keillor.
No, I don't do the Garrison Keillor. Okay. More of a philosophical thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
Well, you should. I bet I could draw 200 people over in Mount Gilead.
You think so?
Yeah. What vaudeville acts came through there?
Well, back in the day?
Yeah.
I do not know. But it's very, very small. There's no dressing rooms, so I don't know how
well,
that
then
works.
I can't come.
I don't know
if how I can't dress, I can't be there.
But they installed a silent movie projector, back in the 1920s, which recently was replaced with an up-to-date
one that has sound.
Well, yes. There's been
if
sound.
If they're going to show that movie from the 90s, they better have sound over there.
Yeah,
are they prepared?
Yes, they're prepared. We're not that far in the past. Yes. As a matter of fact, I will look and see what that movie was. I'm looking on my phone now. So.
Yeah, well, you've had it there for most of the program tonight. Why not continue on for the last 10 minutes?
Well, that started when Adam called.
A Night at the Museum is a good movie. The Marx Brothers. Kitty Carlisle's in that movie.
Now, she is.
Yeah.
Is she still alive?
No, she's not still alive. I interviewed her.
Oh, okay. I remember her on game shows.
To Tell the Truth?
Yes.
That's her big game show.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was
and What's My Line?
Yes.
Dorothy Kilgallen was mm-hmm. What's My Line, and then mm-hmm. she was murdered.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
I think you're right.
Well, I don't think they call it a murder, but I don't think anybody was ever charged, but I think she was murdered. I had an author on one time who said that she was murdered.
Okay.
Do you think Dorothy Kilgallen was murdered?
I don't even remember her. I remember she was murdered.
It's because she was murdered.
Okay.
She wasn't on the show after that.
Okay.
Once she was murdered, she could no longer make the show. That was the end.
Okay.
Adam's been in mourning ever since. he's still crying over Dorothy Kilgallen getting it.
Excuse me. Goodness.
But I'll tell you, Kitty Carlisle couldn't hold Dorothy Kilgallen's mic cable.
That's the first time I've heard that analogy.
Well, you'll hear a lot of firsts on this show tonight. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Have you enjoyed this Friday night show out there? I hope so. We put a lot of effort into it.
We did. I mean, we actually did.
I don't know about anybody else. I put a lot of effort.
I'm just your sidekick.
Co-host. Didn't really turn out that way, but I think Adam did more talking than you. He had more going on tonight. Oh, hit that phone button.
Here we go.
Blast off.
And don't call him Gordhead.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, it's me again. They're showing Elvis in Mount Gayan, and I don't know about the free one. I drove by today and saw the marquees. The only reason I know Elvis is going to be playing there. And your owner could only buy the interior, or like lease inside the theater, because it's actually owned by a society there. Because somebody else I knew while I graduated from high school, he wanted to buy into it too, but that was the deal. Matter of fact, I looked at it years ago. Buying into it until I found out I didn't actually own the building. You're just leasing the facility in front of
I know the folks, and they bought the building.
It was
owned by the Knights of Pythias.
Yeah,
and they sold it. They sold it
okay.
to them. So yes,
finally did this
yes.
time. All right.
And it's really an interesting building. If you go up on the third floor, it's where they used to have their meetings, and stuff still set up like it was when they had their meetings many years ago.
Huh. And Mount Gilead's having a car show there, too. They're having a car show here in Marion, too, this weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Lot to do.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Bye.
So how much did they buy it for?
I don't know.
Well, I'll get all the details on this.
That. Well, they're
good. Like you were going to pick a fight with that caller there.
No, I wasn't.
It was going to get ugly.
Well,
I was getting a little worried.
I know the current facts, so The mayor of Mount Gilead's one of the owners, and then the head of the Chamber of Commerce and her husband, with whom I also do a podcast every week. The three of them bought it together.
What happened to the Knights of Pythias?
I have no idea.
They sold it, didn't they?
Yeah, they sold the building.
Was there anybody left? Did anybody show up to sign the papers?
I think that they still exist, and they have their place down in Columbus someplace.
Well, what do they do?
They're probably so old they don't do much.
They don't do shows anymore.
I don't really know.
Well, hopefully this... What was this theater being used for previously?
Showing movies for many, many years.
Oh, so it's going to continue doing the same thing?
Oh, yeah. And then they're going to try some live entertainment.
You know, I hear this new Elvis movie is good with Tom Hanks as Colonel Parker.
I've heard it's good, too.
Haven't seen it. But I've heard it's good.
I have, too. I haven't seen it.
Well,
but you know.
Well, you can go over, apparently, in Mount Gilead this weekend and catch it, if you like.
I just might. I helped in there sometimes selling concessions, so...
You know, I had a friend when I was in high school who was really...
You had a friend?
Yeah, several.
Really? Okay.
Well, depends. Who was really into Elvis, and I just could never get into Elvis.
Yeah, I like his early singing. His later years, I wasn't... I know exactly where I was when I heard that he died, so, you know...
Where were you?
Well, funny you should ask.
Yeah, I know. Just came up.
That was August 17th, I believe, of 1977. I had just gotten my 1966 Volkswagen, didn't have my license yet, but was out there cleaning it and had the radio on and heard the news.
Came across. Yeah. And you were devastated.
I wasn't devastated.
You've been in mourning since then.
I was not like Olivia Newton-John.
No. Now, so where were you when Dorothy Kilgallen was murdered?
Well, that news just reached me tonight, so... I was right here.
Oh, it was frightening, wasn't it?
Yes.
Can you imagine somebody would murder a game show personality like
that? Well, I'm sure there's more to it than what we know.
Well, there always is, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's always more to the story.
Yes.
All right, 55 minutes past the hour. If you've been thinking about calling in, now's your chance. 740-751-4038. Mike Wilson in for Angie tonight. Angie will be back next Friday night with a rip-roaring broadcast. And, maybe we'll talk about Dorothy Kilgallen next Friday night.
Boy, you're stuck on this woman, aren't you?
Well, you just brought her up.
I did not. You did.
No, you started talking about Kitty Carlisle, and
okay,
well. I had interviewed Kitty Carlisle, and Kitty Carlisle took the place of Dorothy Kilgallen when she was murdered.
Okay.
On What's My Line?
Okay.
Don't you think having somebody murdered like that's more interesting than talking about Abe Lincoln's wife?
Well, we've had a couple of folks from Hee Haw on the station in the past, and you remember String Bean?
No.
He was murdered. He was a cast member. String Bean.
Of Hee Haw.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he
didn't believe
in banks.
Okay.
And he hid all of his money in his house. And somebody found that out and...
Murdered him. Took all the money.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
Who murdered him?
You know what? I don't know.
It didn't make all the papers?
It did, but that's a long time ago.
While he was on Hee Haw, he was murdered?
Yes.
Oh, I should call up Lulu and ask her.
Yeah, she would probably have memories of String Bean.
Yeah. I had on Roy Clark. I interviewed him on his bus.
Yes.
You know what I remember about Roy Clark? He had a big piece of chew in his mouth.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice man, though. I really liked Roy Clark.
I was listening to Charlie's show earlier today, and he was talking to Roy Clark.
Oh, Roy was a wonderful guy. I liked him a lot. But he's the man who made the banjo famous.
And I talked to Misty Rowe.
Who?
Misty Rowe.
Did she talk about String Bean's murder?
No, she didn't.
Oh, what's it worth then?
The only reason I got that interview was because she was selling a book at the time.
Oh, I remember that now.
Yes.
Yeah, but you didn't talk about the String Bean murder?
No, we didn't talk about
String. Who was String Bean?
He was a famous country comedian. Well,
apparently not.
You know how the guys wear their pants down below their underwear now? He wore his pants down low like
that. You know, we've got 3 minutes. If anybody calls in who says they even remotely remember String Bean, I'll be shocked. Does anybody remember the murder of String Bean? 740-751-4038. This isn't exactly on the Dorothy Kilgallen level.
It was at the time. It was big news at the time.
How'd they murder him? Pull his pants up over his head and button him, suffocate him to death?
I don't remember.
finish the job with those pants.
That was the early 70s, and...
Why would you tell people you're hiding your money in your house?
Well, you know, friends know, then friends open their mouth to somebody else, and, you know, you tell two friends, and they tell two friends.
And then you're murdered.
Yep. Can happen.
Did Hee Haw do a tribute episode?
I presume they did, but I don't know.
I bet they were in mourning. See, nobody knows who String Bean is.
I guess not.
Nobody's even heard. I think that's a whole fictitious story.
That is not fictitious. It's true.
That stuck with you.
Yes.
You don't know Dorothy Kilgallen, but you know String Bean.
Well, you don't know String Bean, but you know...
Well, Dorothy Kilgallen was a celebrity.
Well, so was String Bean.
I don't believe that's correct. But we're down to the last minute here, so Mike, what's your parting message for the audience tonight?
Well, be kind, be forgiving, and don't fight.
Have you done something? I don't know. That was a little overshadowing.
Okay.
Don't murder anybody who's got their money in their house, who was a cast member of Hee Haw.
Yeah, I can't believe nobody called in on that.
Well, nobody knows that. I've never even heard such a thing. But I'm gonna call Lulu up, and I'm going to see what's going on.
Yeah, I think that...
She killed him.
I don't think so.
Well, she might have.
Maybe he was getting better ratings than her. I don't know.
Well, you don't want to mess with Lulu. She could put your lights out in a hurry.
Yeah, there's redheads.
This has been fun. Mike Wilson in for Angie tonight. Scott Spears, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. For all of us at WWGH Radio, heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel.